This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Wanna be next to you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wow, wow, wee, woo. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's
wow,
morning
wow,
show.
Wow, wow, wee, woo.
Ooh.
What's wrong with wah wah wee woo?
I don't know.
You know, it's jazzy.
Okay.
It's good W sounds. Wah wah wee woo. Woo woo wee woo. Good vibes and variety. That's what we got here. The wah wah wee woos at the Alice at 97.3. Out the window, sunny and gorgeous. So it's Monday, but still sunny and gorgeous.
Even
and,
hot today.
Yeah, but he's saying it's like going to be like midsummer.
76 in San Francisco and in the 80s.
That's
Walnut
hot.
Creek, San Jose, Napa.
Jonas Brothers tickets all this week. Jane's got them. Jane, she got all the good stuff this week. It's Jane. I've got your tickets.
I just saw her. She's in the hall.
Yeah.
I mean, she
what color clothes is she wearing?
She's wearing black. Oh. I just
That's weird.
Passed her in the hall, I should say. Mm. She's not hanging out in the hall. She has an office here.
Mm. Anyway, she's also got code words here. Every day this week at 4:05 in the afternoon, you can get a code word out of Janie. And you text the code word to the contest line 20357. You'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Joe Bros. The Jonas Brothers, their 20th anniversary celebration tour. I'm sure they have some clever name for it. Anyways, just the Jonas Brothers. September 25th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. So we listened to Jane. She has that. She's got the Alice Escape, the Rod Stewart thing. It's got to happen. We were just talking about Miss Rachel.
Yeah. She missing?
Is so annoying. She has.
Don't be like that.
She's annoying. But as I'm watching this piece that they did on her on the Today Show, they are showing various babies being filmed by their mothers or fathers, whoever, watching. It's not her. It's just the baby watching. And the babies love her so, so, so much. Like the you know, what's cuter than a baby going, oh, hands out,
mm-hmm.
huge toothless smile. Like that's, there's nothing cuter than that.
Look, I know.
Take it out. Take it out.
I know you're on the list of the best parents of all time.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no,
I get
I'm
it.
Not. I am.
But some of us out here, we needed the help that we got from the Baby First Channel,
well,
from
more,
Blippi.
Be more discerning.
From Miss Rachel.
Ugh.
These are all places, safe places, where you and your kid could hang out. You'd be in the room. You'd even maybe be sitting with them when you're with your arm around them. But at least you could just tune out for a second.
Close your eyes for a couple and minutes.
Take a break. And hopefully this television personality would keep them engaged.
Well, that is what Miss Rachel was doing. She has taken a break. She is not missing. She is not.
Okay.
She's not been kidnapped. She has taken about a 2-month break. I guess that she, I think she might be transitioning to Netflix. Is that
yes
something? Okay.
Oh, I'm sure
a big
she's
deal.
Getting bank.
Yes. So she was a YouTuber,
mm-hmm.
and she and her husband, I guess, do this together. He does like the voice of some puppet that's on there. I wouldn't know. I'm not watching this. I don't have any babies. And then he does some of the camera work and stuff. She touched on the absence in like the comment sections because people are commenting on her video going, where are you? And she's all like, I'm dealing with a family thing.
It's YouTube. That's going to happen.
Yeah. So she's off of there. She has been off for about 2 months. She says, I'm going to try and put up a vid for you soon. But she says, somebody asked, when are we getting more episodes? I feel like since you've signed with Netflix, we don't have any good content anymore. And Rachel said, I'm sorry, we had family things to attend to. Nothing to do with Netflix, as that is content from YouTube.
I got all the money. And we're on a long vacation.
Goodbye.
Good for her.
Wow.
Lippy did the same thing. He started having somebody like else do his stuff dressed like him, but they don't look anything alike. And my kid didn't even notice or care. Still watched it.
Okay. Fortune magazine has a fairly high estimate of what she is worth.
Miss Rachel. The kids television show.
The YouTube kids television show.
20 million.
It's less than that.
Okay.
And it does range. I'm seeing everything from like 6 million to 17.6 million. So either way, she's made money off of this, which is good.
I don't know how true this is, but looking Blippi up real quick.
Oh, Blippi's probably worth some money, huh?
140 million is what they say. And again, even the picture of Blippi next to that is not Blippi. I mean, it's the new Blippi, but that's the guy who started the whole thing has now taken himself out of the show.
Classic.
I'm seeing, I kid you not, 16 to 22 million to 345 million.
Yeah.
300, if it's any, and then there's a few that say 140.
I see one that says 90. Either way.
I see a 90 as well.
Making bank doing kid shows.
Yeah, whatever it is, he's still doing it. And he
parents are desperate for some help.
Like you said, he's pawned it off now too. So yeah, now he's just doing franchise work.
He built the brand.
Mm.
He did the legwork early on, and the kids want to watch. And I was reading that Robert De Niro spends time. Did you see this story?
No.
Robert De Niro spends time with his 2-year-old.
Oh, Well, he's got nothing else to do. He's like 80 years old.
Watching Miss Rachel, yes. Blippi, and they mentioned one other one, and I can't remember.
I want to say that came up when we originally started talking about Miss Rachel.
Oh, that De Niro watches her?
Yeah.
Well, you watch what's going to make your kid happy.
Yeah. Well, and if you don't find it offensive, then maybe it works for you. There were things that I was like, you are not allowed to watch that. That is trash. And there's enough other options that you can't watch that. And as a person who doesn't have a young child right now, if you're enjoying Miss Rachel, I'm sure she's great. She's just annoying the out of me.
Wow.
Yep. But then I did see those pictures of babies going crazy over her. And I was like, you know what? That's what I want my baby to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Being so happy and engaged. Just sit. There's a baby, and they sit on their butt. They can't even, they barely can crawl in it, but they're sitting there. And the kid's like doing all the stuff that she's doing with his arms. I'm like, okay, you know what? I can see it. Anyway, she's fine. She just took a break. And she's been seen on TV. She went to, it's not Hoda Kotb anymore. But whoever's hosting that hour of the Today Show.
It's Jenna Bush.
Yeah. And someone else, maybe. I don't know.
707 says, Blippi is coming to... I think they were doing a revolving guest.
That's right. Yeah, we did hear about that.
Blippi is coming to Santa Rosa to do a live Blippi show. Tickets are going for $177.
Double check and make sure it's actually Blippi.
I love my toddler, but cannot justify $177 per ticket to see Blippi.
Don't worry. Plenty of other people will figure out a way to do that. That's a lot. We went to see some internet sensation chick. Can't even think of her name now. And she was great, but it was like...
It's not Meredith.
It's something like that. Miranda Sings. There it is. Thank you.
Stupid
you
had the first letter.
Not stupid. You gave me the answer. But it cost us so much. We did two. We had bought 8 tickets for the 4 kids, for the 2 families, and the 4 parents. And it was over $500 easily. Like, I want to say maybe it was $500 a table or something. Crazy amount of money for those shows. But the kids were freaking out. She's going to be in town. We have to go. All right. Taylor Swift makes her first squeak on Instagram in 100 days.
New record?
Feels like it, doesn't it? isn't it? I just realized as I was reading the story, I'm like, other than her getting called a dragon and sources saying she wasn't happy about it, we haven't heard from Taylor in quite a while. That tour ended and she's very quietly going, I got other things to do now.
Oh, I hope she's vacation. Taking a long vacation. It's well deserved.
Very well deserved. So she has returned to Instagram to support Selena Gomez because she and Benny Blanco, her fiance, have released an album called, I think it's called, and it's here somewhere. I Said I Love You First. There it is. I Said I Love You First. That's the name of it. And she tagged them and says, I love this album so much. Oh my God. So many D's. Oh my God. So there you go. She did that. They're actually saying that Taylor was pissed because Blake Lively dragged her into the legal drama surrounding It Ends With Us.
Oh, right. So that's why she disappeared.
Well, I don't know if that's why she disappeared, because maybe she was already taking a break after her tour and stuff. But, you know, she didn't jump out on Instagram to support Blake. That's for sure. She didn't pick a side and say that guy's a jerk. So
I don't know what to say about that.
Sources say Taylor specifically never took sides in the script dispute between Blake and Justin Baldoni. That's a whole nother story. If you're not following it, just let it go. Don't worry about it. Taylor denied several key claims made by Blake and was particularly upset after Blake Lively called her a dragon.
Well, the story as you told it to me, and I know you got it from one of your very trusted
incredible sources that no one else has access to, things like TMZA.
Right. TMZA and more.
I believe
you said something along the lines of she manipulated that situation to have her two biggest celebrity friends at a meeting unbeknownst to them.
Right.
They didn't know.
So Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift show up toward the end of the meeting that she's having with Justin Baldoni. And then later she's going back and forth in a text message started with him and said, I'm Khaleesi and those were my dragons. And Taylor was like, I feel like I don't want to be your dragon. Got other things going on here.
Well, it hasn't gone well.
No, there's a whole bunch of stuff they're trying to get thrown out. And
it's not gone well for either of them, though. So they're both toast by this.
Right. Way to blow everything up, Blake. I think it's Blake's fault, but that's just me. I'm probably wrong, so don't write me.
Seriously, don't write her because it really goes to me and then I have to
read
it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear
about it. I don't tell her, so she doesn't have to deal with it.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you for dealing with all my stuff. I liked this, and there was a couple of stories that are sort of related. Elton John has some advice if you are an up-and-coming musician. And it's basically, skip American Idol.
Mm.
Play the pubs.
Well, that's a good point.
He says, emphasize reality over reality TV.
No.
Oh, yeah. So he said, don't do that. Just start gigging. Now, obviously, when Elton was coming up, that's how you did it. You would make records, you would play gigs, you would travel around in your broken down van, obviously.
Okay, boomer.
So when Elton was coming up, that is how musicians made it. And he thinks it's still the key. And the thing about it is it does build your chops. If you get up on stage, if you're a kid and you can kind of sing and you get up there and now you're on American Idol and then now they're going to throw you out on stages and put you on tour or whatever it is, you're going to be like, oh, wish I'd practice this a little more. So here's what Elton John says. That experience stood me in great stead for when I became Elton John. Because I had backbone, and backbone is so important. Because the worst thing that could happen to you in the industry are things like X Factor and instant fame on television where you have no experience of playing live. You get put on stage, you go, and you can't do it. That's the worst thing. American Idol, just the worst. Take risks. Go in and play a pub.
Well, to that I would say Kelly Clarkson has made she was the first winner on the first show, and it's turned into quite a business for her.
Yeah, so it does work out for some people, Elton.
But I have been told, and I believe it's true, mm-hmm. I just don't have time to do it, but...
What?
People say playing live and playing live with other people is like taking 2,000 lessons. Like you just learn so much more about using your ears, about what other people are doing and how to survive that atmosphere. You can learn a lot more that way.
Yeah. Well, and there it is. It's like you're sort of getting thrown into the wild. You're thrown to the wolves and you have to, you might have practiced a million times, but now you got to do it on stage. And it's a whole other beast. Like when you're sitting in a chair playing guitar or you, you know, standing quietly and singing a song and look at, and then you're up on stage and your heart's pounding and you're having to move around and dance and stuff. And you're like, whoa, I really need to do more cardio. That would be super helpful. Or you're standing up playing guitar. Like I always sit when I play guitar. So when I stand up, it's a weird, it's a whole weird adjustment
well,
to make.
Well, now you're in the dark or flashing lights are going and you're like, ah.
You better have some serious muscle memory going.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He is not wrong. Carrie Underwood is an American Idol judge now. She won American Idol. She's an American Idol
judge.
Go,
Carrie. I hope she wins.
Well, she's judging. So she's already won.
Oh.
Carrie Underwood says she does dislike aspects of this job.
What does she not like?
She says that saying no as they're going through some of these, you know, the live auditions where they're all Ryan Seacrest is standing outside.
Well, none of
the
them
door
do say no. They all go, you know what's great about you?
Mm, yeah, she says no. Apparently, she says this is super grown up sounding. Carrie says saying no is the worsty, worst, worstest. If you watch the show, you may remember this. Apparently, one difficult no that she did was for a guy named Josh King, who sang his own special arrangement of Over the Rainbow. The other two judges were like, well, I'm going to give this guy a yes. And Carrie said, I'm sitting here trying to figure out where you'd fit in within the show. I'm going to say no, but maybe you can prove me wrong. So at least she, you know, knew. I think it only takes 2 out of 3 to go to Hollywood. That's got to be pretty fun sitting
what?
And watching those. I could maybe, or maybe it isn't. You know, those are my, to me, the best episodes of American Idol are the ones where they walk in, the judges are sitting there and they have to play a song and they get their yays or nays. They screw it up royally and they are always trying to screw with you. They give you like a lot of backstory and you go, oh, if they're giving you this much backstory, they must have a good feeling about this person. But then sometimes they try and trick you, like you fall in love with the person, then they open their mouth and they can't sing at all. And you're
wait,
like, oh.
So you're saying you can't trust them at all?
At all. Not at all.
All right.
But it's nice that they're putting that kind of work into an entertainment show.
I haven't watched a lot of that show, but what I found hysterical was that as soon as they get out in front of an audience, the celebrity judges, this was the years that
Aerosmith,
your boy.
Yeah, Steven Tyler was on there.
And none of them could take the crowd booing them. So
at
they
first
all
they
did,
would be honest.
Right. But they certainly came around, in my opinion, to find a nice way to let, you know what's great about you? Meanwhile, that person just sucked out loud, dude. There's no nice way of putting it.
But they're just not used to getting booed.
They don't like
that. That was the great
booed
thing about, who's the main guy there?
Simon.
I was going Nigel Tufnel. That is not it. It's also not Simon Le Bon. It's Simon who broke his back on a bike. He would be brutal. And that was why that show worked.
I agree.
Because not only was he brutal, he made the other judges on the show a little bit harder, a little bit harsher, a little harder to please. Because even Paula Abdul would be like, it's a no. Without
right
having to be too nice about it. And I just, they need that. Cowell. Jesus. Can't think of anybody's name anymore. Now I'm lost. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff still
great
to go. Let me see here. Hold on. Oh, not the 23. Let me hold on. Oh, not that one.
Okay.
Okay. News is next.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
No, 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 no. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our show's full podcast. It's all free and it's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice Escape with Rod Stewart.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's right. Rod Stewart, everyone.
Rod Stewart.
All this week, listen for the code word with Jane. That's our afternoon host.
If
she's
you
the
want
best.
My money and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, tell me so. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I'll have a bunch of your money.
Oh. Great. Thanks for telling me.
Oh, okay.
Not going to do anything about it, but thanks for telling me, though.
Listen to Jane at 3.05 p.m. today. Text the code word she gives you to our contest line at 20357 and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Rod Stewart live in Las Vegas at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on October 3rd.
So fun.
A two-night hotel stay and a round-trip airfare for you and a guest. That's the Alice Escape with Rod Stewart. Listen today to Jane at 3.05.
Oh, it just sounds so good.
Epic. Really nice day outside our studio window here in downtown San Francisco. Blue skies and warm temps. Mid-70s for San Francisco and in the 80s for Walnut Creek, San Jose, and Napa. So going to be a warm one. And then we go back into a storm. The storm window opens back up and we see snow and rain again.
This is just a sunny interlude.
Right.
Take advantage while it is available to you.
Right.
Aw.
I'd like to let the ladies and gentlemen of our audience know that El Campeón del Pueblo has come through for you once again as I am crushing
so far
the March Madness pool.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm crushing it. And I don't want to declare the win yet because there's still games to be played, but I've heard that. Absolutely killing it. So
you are actually. I just went through the scores and you are crushing it at this point.
Well, I don't have all the scores.
I just went through, but you could see all the yellow on Vinny's page. He's got quite a few teams that made it through. So
are those the wins?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. What's his point score so far?
I've honestly, this is putting all the points together for an NCAA pool takes a little bit.
Is he going to win the whole thing?
No, really, I mean, it really, you know, comes down to, you know, Elite Eight, Final Four, and picking the winner of the tournament.
You can come back. Right. Okay.
But at this point, it still could go to anybody, but Vinny is definitely winning.
Well, I was just making all that up, but
Vincenzo!
There's a surprise. If you want more on March Madness, it's big news. There's some guys down the hall. That's all they talk about. Well, they talk about all the stuff.
They just never stop talking.
So they're down the hall and down the dial 95.7.
Yep.
But don't go. We don't want to. Yeah, I mean,
please stay here.
Right.
Hello.
If you're trying to lose weight for beach season, you might want to go back to your roots. A nutritionist named Nicolette Pace is going viral for this diet advice. Try eating like a baby.
Oh.
She doesn't mean eating baby food, although that is one way to have a snack that's, you know, fairly safe.
I love the canned pears. So good. Or
it's all about how babies eat and how they don't eat. So here are the things you need to know.
Okay.
Every 2 to 4 hours is when you eat. They have smaller meals, so you don't have three giant meals. You have little.
But do they get to be relative to my fully grown size? Like, or do I just get to have,
baby size? Relative, yes. I think relative is a safe word to use there.
Okay.
They say normal, healthy eating rules still apply. Go heavy on fruits and veggies and whole grains, and in general, avoid meat. Take your time. Eating slowly gives your brain time to register the fact that you're feeling full.
Can mommy sing me a song too?
So go slow and also airplane the food into your mouth. Sure.
I need that.
Slow. Chew every bite.
Oh my God,
bite.
I want to be burped.
Babies usually feed for 15 to 30 minutes.
They feed.
Avoid mindless munching. Babies don't do it because they can't.
Mm.
For adults, it takes willpower, but pay closer attention to why are you eating? Are you hungry or are you just bored and there's the kitchens nearby?
Yeah, I keep walking through the kitchen and grabbing and opening up the ruffles over and over again.
My sort of health journey has changed as I was really healthy as a single man. And then as I've gotten married and had kids, I was really still able to.
You were trying.
I'd gain a little weight, but I'd get it off on a 2 week vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And now
are stickier.
Yeah, now so they're stickier now, and I'm busier now, and I have found that I'm finally in that place where I have to watch what I eat. Oh, it's awful.
Mm.
I mean, I really have to stop with, I'll just make macaroni. I can't do that anymore.
Remember when you used to run so hot? Like there's, that's the thing with like skinny kids. Like my brother was like that. He was always like a stick figure. You couldn't feed him enough. And then all of a sudden it catches up with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, but I still want to eat all. I want to eat the way I've always eaten.
I don't even care to eat that much. I just find myself going, okay, now I have to watch what I can't have.
I can't eat the
macaroni
mac and cheese, right.
All the time. I can't have
pizza,
the dessert I want all the time.
Mm. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sucks.
Oh, my love.
Next story.
You're perfect, by the way.
How mad things, that's nice of you to say, but. Mm.
I think it's true.
I heard you giggle when I bent over and was all, oh, you were all snicker, snicker.
Well, it's funny because we both do it. Like we have to get things up from underneath our like storage compartments underneath the desk here. And we're always like, getting up from chairs.
What? How math anxiety makes life harder for 2/3 of Americans. 2/3.
Have math anxiety?
Yep.
But you have a calculator right on your phone.
Well, that is part of it, though. I think I definitely am not good at math and I have that anxiety and numbers. I don't even let them. They don't even.
I always try them. I try.
I know. And that's exactly my point is you'll be doing this thing and I'm just sitting here like I'll pick up my phone.
I get it wrong an awful lot. Yeah.
But I'm not even here to back you up. Like I don't have any ability right. where math is concerned. And the worst part was as it got more difficult, I just pulled back farther.
Mm.
I didn't go. I better figure
Let
this.
Me dig
I,
into
I really
that,
gotta.
Right.
I went. You know what I need?
Well, these days I do have a calculator. I absolutely use that more than I used to. I used to love to like divide things and you know do percentages and fractions and nothing. I was never good at anything beyond like the basic math stuff. But I like it. I don't know. But now I just use my freaking calculator.
Well, good.
Because I've made too many mistakes on the air like a loser.
Well, that's fun.
It's not that fun. Tell you, you're like, no, it's definitely this.
And watching like, oh, the texters so roll dumb. In when you're like,
Sarah,
adamant.
That was 30 years ago, not 20. 30, not 20.
64% of Americans experience math anxiety, with middle school being the most common time for the onset.
Oh, well, that is when if you.
And that's when you're
you
also,
fall
there's
back.
So much going on, and I definitely was girl crazy.
Right.
So I just. Like I had other interests.
Geometry and algebra start in, and there's like more theoretical stuff.
They say here, women report higher rates of math anxiety than men do. I didn't realize it until I started work. Until I was with Christina, who is now my wife, but she's in tech.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the people she works with are math geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
Many.
Right.
And there's things that she knows how to, you know, do a lot of these things, whether a paper or calculator. But she works with people who are astronaut genius
heads,
and they
right.
do these things right there in their head.
Mm.
They're computers. And yeah, they're not.
They're wired
they're,
that
they're
way.
They're like on camera and not even moving. And they spit out the answer. And she's just like, I can't believe.
I'm going to double check that because I don't believe you. You could tell me any number and I would believe you because I can't calc that in my own head.
Math anxiety creates real barriers in life with 47% saying it's held them back at work or school.
Oh.
37%.
But there's all little tricks.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things where, look, I'll give you an example.
All right.
Here's an embarrassing moment for me. I absolutely want to pull out my calculator to do a tip.
Yeah.
I just do.
Okay.
The end. That's it. But I couldn't, you know, if someone said, if I didn't have my phone, I would probably push the bill towards Christina and go, you cover that for me?
So this is the trick. You just take, like, say it's $82.50 for it. So that's now.
$100 tip.
No.
Oh.
10% of that is
$8.20-ish. Right.
Now double that. And round up to 17. Now, so that's your 20% tip. Now, if you want to add a couple more bucks on that, because I know you're a 25% guy, but all you have to do is just move the decimal point over one.
Well, it's
that's
nice
all.
Of you to say, but
I'm
then,
telling
there
you,
I
it's so
still
easy.
Am going 2, 3, 4 with my fingers. 70.
You don't have to do it. It's all literally right there for you. Literally.
Digital tools like YouTube, AI assistants, and games are helping people overcome math anxiety. But it is a thing in our society. 64% of Americans experience. You know what's really cool is if you just go into the open Google bar, you can write in any kind of difficult math problem and it will answer it.
Yes. That is a calculator.
And more.
I'll like calculate, you know, square meters to square feet or, you know, whatever thing it is. You just write it in there and it'll do it. It'll even guess what you want. I love that. God, the computers are amazing. And you know what's great? I was looking at ChatGPT the other day. My girlfriend was telling me how she, when she puts up like posts for her Instagram or whatever, she says, and she does a talk. She never even types it in. She just talks to ChatGPT there's like a microphone setting now. She goes, listen, write me a descriptor for a painting of crows that is called this, and make sure it has the right hashtags and, you know, all the SEO tag links or whatever things people do, these people who are so advanced. And it writes it for, writes the whole thing, does, you know, 20 hashtags. And then she goes, make that a little sassier. Comes back with the whole thing. He goes, okay, here, well, how about this? And put like a couple jokes in there. I'm like, oh my God, this is outrageous. Like, it's just.
So now you know how to post. You're going to start posting.
Oh, I'm not going to post or anything. Did the thing. Yeah, I was like, that's just incredible. Well, I was telling her, you know, because I used to write commercials and stuff. Like, it's so easy. Oh, here, write me something for this.
So you can do it.
Make fun of Vinny a lot.
You have the Dubai chocolate video that you're going to post, and you can put it in the ChatGPT and say, make this super hilarious.
I got to ask her if she'll let me post it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Math anxiety starts in middle school because too many standards in those years and no way to actually get good at anything.
Oh. As in they have to hit a bunch of marks?
I don't know.
Yeah. I do feel like that's when it got hard, though. Like, when the geometry and algebra started coming in, I was like, this isn't fun anymore. I like memorizing tables. Yeah, what?
Sarah.
What?
You should try Calcudoku. Calcudoku.
Oh.
It's Sudoku with math problems. You'll love it.
Ugh. Oh. Well, I already feel like Sudoku's enough for me. I don't need to calc it. I like to be able to just not be thinking during it and just look for the patterns. It's really all it is.
What?
It's kind of like Severance.
It is like that. Oh my God, it is. I'm going to kill Gemma. That's no good. Okay, listen, boys. We're going to play a game.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Okay.
And I'm up 3 points.
Yeah, the score coming in based on this morning's gathered points. It's Vinny 2, Maddie 5. So, Vin, you have some ground to make up here. But don't forget, if you guess this person's age exactly, you do get 2 points for it.
And by the way, I do have the point totals for the NCAA tournament that we're doing. Vinny has 45 points. I have 43 points. And Sarah, unfortunately, you have 31 points.
Truthfully, if I got anywhere near a good score, I would be amazed at myself because it was all guessing.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well done.
Oh, really? That's not bad?
It's not terrible.
Sounds like you guys are crushing me. No wonder I'm not playing the game today. Okay, I'm going to make Maddie go first, okay? So you have the first opportunity to be the scumbag.
Okay.
All right. How old's that guy? How old is Peyton Manning? Tired superstar. Holds like 7 million quarterback records in the NFL.
I'll say Peyton's 44.
44. What do you think, Vinny?
45.
He is 49 years old.
Oh, no. Come back.
For Vincenzo. All right, Vinny, you're first. How old is Jim Parsons? That's Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. He's the main nerd on that show.
Crap.
How old is Jim Parsons? How old's that guy?
I'm going to say he's 43.
42, Bob.
He is 52, and that is another point for Vinny.
I don't like this.
So much older than you think, right? By the way, the score is now 4-5. Mm. All right.
I see that smile.
You're first on this one, Maddie. Mm. How old is Lara Flynn Boyle? Donna Hayward from Twin Peaks. Helen Gamble from The Practice, and also Jack Nicholson's girlfriend for like 7 or 8 years.
65, Bob.
65 years old.
64.
She is 55, and we are tied.
This is not painful. Fixed, people.
It is not fixed. I don't fix anything.
Terrible.
Okay.
I'm pulling a West Virginia.
Vinny, you
on
going
the
first?
Brink of winning and lose.
Okay, Vinny's first. How old's Kelly LeBrock? Kelly LeBrock. How old is Kelly LeBrock? She was the virtual dream girl in Weird Science. I think she was also like, did she do shampoo ads for when we were kids? Kelly LeBrock. How old?
67.
67, all right. What do you think, Maddie?
I'll go 68, Bob.
She is 65. That's another point for Vinny. It's almost like you're trying to lose.
I'm not. Trust me.
How old is... this will be the last one. I think I'll go for this one. Yeah, you're screwed. Unless you tie it up, and then I'll have one left. How old's the chick who did that 99 Red Balloon song from the 80s? Her name is Nina. N-E-N-A. How old is she now? How
is
old
it is Nina Hagen?
It might be. Yeah, that sounds right. Nina. 99, say left balloons.
I'm just going to look it up, and I realized, no, don't, well, yeah, that would show me the right, age, wouldn't it?
Show
okay,
you.
How old is who?
How old is Nina? 99.
Who's first?
Luftballons. I believe you're first,
I think Vinny's
actually.
First.
Vinny.
I'm going to say she is 70.
I'm going to say 69, Bob.
She is 65, and we are tied. We are tied 6-6. Here we go. Your final question. And Maddie, you have to go first.
Yeah.
How old's Tommy Hilfiger? How old is that guy? Tommy Hilfiger.
75.
Oh, 75.
I'm going to say 76.
Well, he's 74.
Oh, dang it.
That would have been a two-pointer if you'd gone down
dang
underneath.
It.
By a score of 7-6. Unbelievable Turner.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Oh. Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. It's Jane. She got your chance at the Alice Escape with Rod Stewart and tickets for the Jonas Brothers. Have a lovely Monday. Try to stay cool. Don't forget your sunscreen.
Thank
I know you.
You
haven't put that on for a while.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.